Trigger warning. The following episode contains references to gore, human suffering, death, factual inaccuracies, several entitled people making light of all these things. If any of the aforementioned topics cause you discomfort, you may want to listen to a different episode.
Remember, don't fear the Reaper until it's time to poop. My name's Adam.
Look, I'm just saying, if a food contains the words death, killer, or doom, it may be your fault if something happens when you eat it. I'm Kelly.
How much would you have to pay me to burn a hole in my esophagus? How about you keep the money? I'm Sean.
If you're gonna be a competitive eater, the most popular strategy is to just suck it down. Just make sure you hit the right tube. I'm Andy, and this is Acid Pop. Hey everybody, and welcome to another episode of Acid Pop. This week we're doing eating, or more likely extreme eating.
I've done one of those.
I was going to say, it's a subject that everybody can relate to.
I don't have any eating stories.
Everybody has an eating story, Adam.
I mean, I guess I have like two or three eating stories just from today, but they're probably kind of boring.
I had an enchilada.
Maybe two.
So I got a few words for you. The eat is from Old English itan. Or eaten?
Settlers of Etan.
Settlers of Etan, which means to consume food, devour, or consume, from Proto-Germanic eaten. And then I have devour from Old French devourer, swallow up or engulf, from Latin divorare, swallow down, except eagerly from D, down, and vorare, to swallow.
That sounds like something the Ninja Turtles would have shouted when they kicked a ninja in the head.
Divorare! I have a, it's a food aversion, and it's also associated with choking, sebophobia. And I also found one that I just thought was fun, diepnophobia, which is the fear of eating in public.
That's fun, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like...
It's a fun phobia.
Is public like anyone seeing you eating, or is it like being outside your house?
Well, it says a fear of dinner or large meals, or a fear of banquets or dinner parties.
Huh. So you get by with just a pair of those horse blinders.
Yeah.
I think I have a fear of dinner parties.
I'm pretty sure everybody has a fear of dinner parties. They're just so boring. If you have a fear of dinner, you can just skip it. Have yourself an early breakfast.
Breakfast for dinner is the best dinner.
I have a quiz for you, and it's going to go like this. I'm going to name a food.
And you're going to say if you'll eat it or not.
and an amount of time, and you tell me how many of that food was eaten in that amount of time.
Hmm. Okay.
So I have glazed donuts in 8 minutes.
I feel like you could eat a lot of glazed donuts.
37.
I couldn't eat a lot of glazed donuts in 8 minutes.
80, and then he died.
Whoa.
I'm going to go lower. 2 is like a good maximum.
8 minutes.
Take an impressive record, honestly.
A nice competitive amount.
Nobody's really tried for it, but Guinness was sitting there.
I'm going to say 15.
Sean was closest without going over. It's 49. Whoa. By Mr. Eric Booker. The approximate calorie count, 12,800.
So almost a week.
Next is nigiri sushi in 6 minutes.
Ooh.
Is this like one full roll?
The nigiri's the little individual pieces.
Yeah. So it's like the rice with the fish on top and it's bound by the seaweed.
Oh, I see. Gotcha. How long, sorry?
6 minutes.
6 minutes.
It doesn't say what kind of nigiri sushi. So
I'm going to say 30.
Well, those are smaller than donuts.
But there's a lot less air in there.
That's true. But the 6 minutes is less time. So I'm going
to
say...
Adam is right. You don't have to breathe when you eat donuts. It just squirts it into your...
45.
I'm going to go higher. I feel like you could fit a lot of those into your mouth at one time. I'm going to say 70.
Ooh.
Wow.
Kelly is closest without going over. It's double that by a little bit more. 141 pieces of nigiri sushi in 6 minutes.
That's almost a gross.
With an approximate calorie count of 7,000 by Mr. Tim Janis. So less calories than the... Yeah,
that's a lot less calories than I would have assumed.
Sushi, very healthful.
Well, if I have to eat my weight in a food, and now I know which way to go.
Here comes a man whose name we're going to see over and over again, but it's a bratwurst in 10 minutes.
His name is bratwurst?
His name is bratwurst. No, his name is a food.
Sir Theodore Bratwurst, the inventor.
And also record holder. God, I love these.
I'm so glad I came up with them.
Well, I know he's got his crazy, like, strategy with these things. I can see the picture over my microphone. It's just, it's impressive.
I just imagine that they're, like, unbroken in a string, and he's like, boom, 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 boom.
What was the time?
10 minutes.
Do they come with buns?
They do, according to this picture.
Oh, man.
What about condiments?
No condiments. You don't want, why are you filling up on condiments?
Well, it's a competition. 120.
Oh, man. 50.
I feel like I have to swing low when you guys swing high. I'm going to say, but I feel like 50's good. I'm going to say 40.
I've been on the wrong end of history every time, so just go opposite of me.
It is 70 bratwurst.
Yeah.
By Mr. Joey Chestnut.
Yeah.
Who will recur several times on this list. Calories on 70 bratwurst, 18,200.
Wow. Oh, man.
Oh.
That is a week's worth of calories.
Now, when Sean and I worked at a theater, I believe we watched a competition for this where several people vomited. Peeps. How many peeps in 5 minutes?
Well, I think our guy won with like 36.
I can't even eat like one.
But he was a rookie. So I'm going to double it and then triple it. So I'm going to say...
You triple the double?
That's 108.
Wow. I'm going to say...
I'm regretting my guess.
150.
Now I feel better about it.
They're so sticky and chewy, though.
Yeah.
But you could just cram those in your mouth.
I guess if we're doing extreme eaters, they're probably not chewing. They're probably just gulping them down like pythons.
And that's
that like they disappear into quicksand.
Yeah, they dump a glass of water in their mouth and it becomes a slurry.
I'm still going to go lower. I'm going to say 60.
Adam is closest without going lower. 200.
Oh, crap.
You all thought I was mad.
200.
That is 40 peeps a minute.
Yeah, just about.
With the calories on that one, only 6,400. Step it up, yeah. Matt Stoney. Joey Chestnut's back with pierogies in 8 minutes.
Ooh, I do like a pierogi.
My mind just went blank. That's it.
Sort of like a Polish dumpling.
You're the one that took us to a pierogi restaurant when we were
no,
there.
No, those are pierogies.
Yeah. Not many pierogies. I'm pretty confident of that.
Okay.
What was the time?
It is a Polish dumpling, my little Polish dumplings. 8 minutes.
Okay. Pretty much Polish pot stickers.
I can only take in one word you say at a time, Andy, so we got to keep circling back. 87.
So fast.
50.
How many bratwursts did he do again?
He did 70 bratwursts.
Yeah, I forgot this guy's the real big contender. Okay. I'm going to say 100.
I'm going to say 120.
Kelly is closest without going over.
Man.
165 for the calorie count of 11,500. These people mean business.
They look delicious, too.
That's like 20 a minute?
Yes, that would be a little more than 20 a minute.
That's one every 5 seconds.
Probably wasn't even tasting them at that point, just going through so fast through his mouth.
I don't, and I've read interviews with Joey Chestnut where they're like, why do you do this? He's like, eh.
You find you have a knack for something, you just got to do it.
Yeah, he's like one of those big pythons or something in the wild.
Actually, crap a dumpling. I've got cannolis. Cannolis in 6 minutes.
Cannolis are kind of big.
That's a rich food.
Yeah, but they're just like filled with cream.
Yeah.
Not going to be able to swallow them whole, though.
No, they flake.
I'm going to say 15 a minute, which would be 90.
91.
Adam showing he's classy.
I'm going to call Bob Barker.
I'm going to go down to 70.
Okay. You're all way over. Cannolis are apparently too rich for us. 34.
Okay. That's almost a reasonable number.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, I don't like that's still a lot. That's 5 a minute.
Yeah, I mean, think back of like a time in your life when you like had access to a dessert food and you're like, "Man, I'm just going to go crazy on this." And then like, you know, 4 or 5 of those later, you're like, "Oh god, what was I
what
thinking?"
Have I done?
And then just do that 7 more times.
These days I can manage like a third of a chocolate bar and that's ambitious. So
I have 1/3 of a chocolate bar and then I feel bloated.
You're so lucky. You can eat anything you want.
Our good friend Joey Chestnut is back with Twinkies in 6 minutes.
Ooh, Twinkies.
Man, there's a lot of air in there.
Scarf those. 200.
What was the total for peeps?
The peeps was 200 in 5 minutes.
250.
Oh, man. Do they even have that many Twinkies in the world?
I can show you a picture of them, Adam.
190.
There's 121.
Okay.
Yay.
It looks like a man who is giving birth to Twinkies through his mouth. I just like this one. Butter.
Oh, no.
Oh, sticks of butter in 5 minutes.
I was going to say, what are the units?
It sticks.
stick. A stick of butter is something like 800 calories just by itself.
Delicious.
Oh, this has got to be so much lower than all the others.
I'm going to, yeah.
Otherwise, nobody walked away from it.
20.
Oh, man. The thought of eating 20 sticks of butter.
You'd be so greasy and just...
I'm trying to go by calories because they've all been like in the teens. That'd be 16,000 calories of butter.
I feel like after you ate 20 sticks of butter, you could like slide down the road on your bare feet. Like,
I mean, you could at that point, you could probably just like swallow a chicken whole and it would just pop out the other side.
Yeah, I was going to say you would just eat and poop about 30 seconds later.
Your whole insides are nonstick. I'm going to say 15.
I'm going to go. Yeah. 20?
I said 20.
Oh, can I also say 20?
You can. Let's go to the judges.
Yeah. It's just 7.
Okay.
Oh, good.
Good.
For
still
only
terrible.
700 calories, but I suppose seven of something for 5,000 calories is still too much.
Yeah, that's still 2 days worth of food in butter.
I'm going to hit some more of our more extreme stuff here. How about oysters? Oysters in 8 minutes.
Ugh.
Yeah, but those are so slippery.
Were they pre-opened?
Yes, they look pre-shucked.
Okay, that's important.
And those will just slide down.
Yeah.
Like, they can't get enough of them.
63.
80.
Going higher. It's just like, open your throat. 100.
You turn into an aquarium.
Kelly is closest without going over, but by a power of 5.
What?
What?
So the amount of oysters eaten in 8 minutes is 564 by a Miss Sonia Thomas.
Wow.
And she could never brush her teeth enough again.
For only 5,600 calories.
Yeah, that is a surprisingly low number of calories.
Let's go for the one of the higher calorie counts I have here.
How many calories in snot?
She can't get enough of them sons of bitches.
I don't even imagine they're putting sauce on there. Highest calorie count we've had so far is 18,000. That is going to be the highest the whole time.
Okay.
But let's go with the next highest, which is our friend Joey Chestnut again. He's back.
Yeah.
For hard-boiled eggs in 8 minutes.
Oh, man.
There's that guy who died of eggs.
Yeah, he tried to drink, but it was raw. He tried to drink 100 raw eggs.
Yep. And he had a heart attack.
He died of cholesterol.
Does he hold the record still?
Yeah. Yep. He beat his own record to get that record. And that was 100, but that's different. It's different when they're cooked, but it's still cholesterol. I'm going to say 70.
50.
Hard-boiled eggs. I imagine they're pre-peeled.
This is that dude again?
It is.
Yep.
He's a contender.
He's a monster.
80.
141.
What?
Oh, man. How did he not die?
It's amazing what the human body can do.
Yeah, so, I mean, what's the science behind that? How come one guy died eating 100, and he could eat 150-some and not die just because they're hard-boiled?
I guess just because they're cooked, it does something to them? I don't know.
I think your body would process the raw ones faster.
That's what I was going to say, is like the solid ones are probably like absorbed more slowly.
And
yeah, plus Joey Chestnut pretty much throws up everything he eats, so.
Through his butt! And we'll end with a final Joey Chestnut. It's grilled cheese sandwiches in 10 minutes. These are whole sandwiches. And I like grilled cheese, so I can't imagine entering a contest to ruin that for me.
I mean, the only reason I would enter that contest is to just, like, sit there and savor some of them.
Yeah, just eat one very slowly and deliberately.
Hey, can I get some tomato soup with this?
I have so many questions about the quality of the sandwiches. Like, what type of bread is
There's
it?
There's a lot
are
of factors.
Are they using American singles, or are they using good cheese?
57.
That's a lot of grilled cheese.
Yep.
57.
It's like an entire field of wheat and the insides of one cow.
30.
I feel like this one can't be that high. Yeah. No, wait, there was the bratwurst. 40.
See, Kelly's closest without going over, but Sean had the 7 right. It's 47.
Wow. Everybody was right in there.
For a total of 14,600 calories, I just wanted to demonstrate some of the more impressive eaters of our time, I guess.
Yeah. We live in a world of excess.
Titans of industry.
Competitive eating is one of those big things that, like, you'll see it on ESPN 9.
I try not to see anything on ESPN 9.
But there are also several dozen deaths associated with eating contests.
I'll bet.
Can you guess what most of them were by?
It's a strangely risky pastime.
Stomach rupturing.
Hmm.
Choking.
lactose intolerance.
It is indeed choking.
Wow.
There's several dozen deaths of people in eating contests like... Zoop, 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 zoop.
It's like a traffic jam in your throat.
Yeah.
You want to have a Heimlicher on duty for those.
Yeah, seriously.
Pro eaters and pro Heimlichers.
There was this fellow going for the eating five onigiri balls in the fastest who aspirated rice and died.
Like on the spot?
No, he died 3 days later.
Okay.
Because he had, like, the liquid was building in his lungs from the rice.
Oh, I was going to say, man, he'd go a long time without oxygen. I'm lucky to go 60 seconds.
A fella going into a KFC wing eating contest is one of the...
One KFC wingy, please.
He died on his final chicken wing.
Oh.
Trying to win a prize of $385,000. So it's worth it to try, I guess.
I guess. Like, it has to be at least enough to cover your hospital bills.
And a really good funeral.
I have a woman here, Leon.
Buried in a KFC bucket.
Yeah, can we get this competitor to go?
Extra clickbait. pour gravy over him.
It's what he would have wanted.
Yeah, he died as he lived, with his face covered in gravy.
a Ukrainian woman in a dumpling eating contest downed 100 dumplings in 20 minutes and then suffered a fatal heart attack while she was waiting for her prize.
No, those are one of my favorite foods.
That was probably unrelated.
A spokesman says she was a good eater and will be sadly missed.
I mean, she can't be that good if she died.
Always got to push that envelope.
And since this is our show, a man going out for the...
Oh, God.
The record of eating cockroaches.
Wow.
Is there a lot of competition
live
for that?
He... covered up his mouth as he shoved in the cockroaches to attempt to keep the bugs in.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
And he died due to choking and aspiration of gastric contents.
Oh, so he threw up into his lungs?
Yeah.
Yeah. I picture this contest like ratting, where there's just like a guy in a room just filled with cockroaches. He's just like running around, scooping them up as fast as he can.
Oh, he's not one of those old hurricane booths they put you in on your birthday if you're in the arcade? Cockroaches in various sizes?
Might as well have razors flying around in it, too.
That's for the kids who have been bad on their birthdays.
There's two levers, and you pull, and you either get money or cockroaches.
Oh, God. It's a tornado of pestilence.
That's when you learn whether your parents like you or not.
Something they would put in the next Saw movie.
And, of course, if we're talking about extreme eating, we're going to have to be talking about the Scoville scale, which is a measurement of the pungency.
Have you been practicing your Scoville scales on your guitar?
I have. It measures pungency of chili peppers, which means how hot they are.
Gotcha.
Which back in the day, you would say, hey, how high on the Scoville scale do you think they should be? I'd be like, oh, really high.
Yeah.
And that it was like objective. Now they actually do a liquid chromatography, which is...
What?
It's analytical chemistry. They turn it into a liquid and then suck out what they need to find out.
They just chromatography right out of it.
Chromatography,
color pictures.
Yes. and here I have some of our hottest peppers. Now, jalapeno pepper is only about 100,000 on the Scoville scale, I believe. Let me make sure.
I thought it was lower than
say.
That.
I think it's like 1,000.
Oh no, it's 3,500 to 8,000, and a lot of people cannot handle that.
Yeah, I'm one of them.
Yeah, I mean, a fresh jalapeno pepper can ruin my day.
Whereas, like, a habanero is about 350,000. So if you eat a raw habanero, you're asking for it, buddy.
There's no amount of money on earth that you could pay me that I would put myself through that.
We may be asking you later.
Oh, God.
Here I have a whole bunch of different, these are considered the hottest peppers on earth. And as Adam pointed out before we started the show, they each look like they're dying.
They're living in undeath.
The only thing I can imagine is they put all of their resources into being spicy. So there's nothing left for like mass or color. They're just shriveled little pathetic things.
There's a lot
that
of
are
things
just...
in there that are breaking down.
Yeah. Yeah. Everybody knows about the ghost pepper, but that's not even the hottest we can get, I believe.
I think that's the hottest natural pepper.
Well, yeah, but people have dedicated their lives to
trying to end humanity with pepper breeding.
Yeah, why? Like, you've got a pepper, like, the natural ones is already hotter than, like, any human can eat. Like, what good does it do you to go beyond that?
It's like the opposite of Everest. It's because it's not there.
Remember when we were kids, like, they kept trying to make the super sour candy.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but they haven't found, like, this to me feels like somebody figured out how much weight it would take to crush a human being. And then they were like, well, what if we put on more weight? It's like, it doesn't do you any good after that point.
That's true. Still pretty flat.
So our ghost peppers can go from 855,000 to 1 million and above. A little bit above. But there are some ones that are above that. The hottest pepper that we have is the Carolina Reaper.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
From folklore.
From folklore. It looks like the devil pooped.
And it wasn't a good poop either.
No.
He was dehydrated and angry.
Yeah, even by his standards, it was a bad one.
And that comes in at a whopping 1,500,669. Oh, man, I bad number.
Hey, you're going to school to be a teacher.
1,200,500,387 goals.
Me, good number. 1,569,300. And it does say here, as a rule, if you see an ugly chili, it's going to be hot.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like you could just like drop that in an HVAC system and everyone in the building would spend the rest of their lives crying. Like, it's just too hot.
I do have a story for that later.
These are all the chilies that don't have to get by on their looks.
And I do have some stories of eating spicy food and then something really bad happened.
You get struck by lightning.
Wife breaks up with you.
This burrito's a little hot.
Then I've been served divorce papers.
Here's a story of a man who decided to get a hamburger topped with ghost pepper puree.
Oh, why?
To which the server said, are you sure?
He said, yeah. We kind of put that on there as a joke.
Just fuck my shit up.
Yeah.
He ate the burger and quickly drank 6 glasses of water.
Yeah.
Shortly afterwards, he went to the hospital with abdominal chest pain after he started violently vomiting.
Is there such a thing as, like, gentle vomiting?
Not in my experience.
Gently vomited to sleep.
Bleh.
Just kind of rolls on out.
Actually, I've been reading up on babies for mysterious reasons. And the way they distinguish vomiting from spitting up is amount of force. So it's like, if it's a gentle vomit, that's spit up.
If your baby turns into a statue,
then it's vomiting.
This is nature's way of saying it's time to cut him off.
Baby, you've had one too many. When they took a CT scan of him in the ER, they found a
pepper in his brain,
a 2.5 centimeter hole in his esophagus.
Jesus.
One of the peppers trying to escape?
He drank napalm. I mean, what do you think's going to happen?
I mean, he survived.
Okay.
It's not like he was just sucking down hot dogs. It's like...
And now he can whistle with his mouth closed.
A Ben Sumadewara had had noodles that were supposed to be 4,000 times hotter than Tabasco sauce.
Than the surface of the sun.
Noodles?
Noodles. He had some... They were called bird's eye death noodles.
Of course they were.
And he said, I'll take two.
Give me an order to go, please.
At least they name these things in a way that warns you. I mean, you can't say you're not expecting what happens.
And this is the you will die and we won't feel bad sandwich.
Please sign this thing. And everybody's laughing like, ha-ha, joke. Like, no. Shortly after he ate the entire bowl of noodles, he...
Death noodles.
He began sweating and then could not hear
sweating
anything.
Sweating noodles.
It made him look deaf. I didn't know there was a level of spicy that did that.
I've gone blind. This was so sour.
Was there smoke coming out of his ears?
All I can hear is this whistling.
Teapot whistling. He did regain his hearing after a few minutes, but during that time when he couldn't hear, he became dizzy, puked, and took off all of his clothes.
And threw up into them.
Blah. So here's a man who entered the Carolina Reaper pepper eating contest.
Is the record for that 0.5?
it was a spicy wing challenge, so it was covered in a Carolina Reaper sauce. which unfortunately made his abdomen cramp so severely that he was unable to pee for several days.
It broke him in half.
Lottie was just like, no, it's not coming down here. We're not going to let it happen.
We need that liquid.
It's like hell in here.
No, he was trying to pee, but just steam was rising out. And that's all the stories I have of that. But I do have one competitive eater that has the record for ghost peppers.
Okay.
How many? I've got ghost peppers in 2 minutes.
One.
Five.
Yeah, I'm going to go lower. I'm going to say, like, some of one.
Kevin Strahl, known as the L.A. Beast.
I've seen some of his stuff.
Ate 13 ghost peppers.
Wow.
God. In 2 minutes. The previous, so that they weighed 121 grams. The previous record, 66 grams.
Jesus.
And they gave the award posthumously to his ashes.
And he did this in front of the Guinness people. Shortly afterwards, you can see him in the background of the video downing a gallon of milk and going, I'm not going to make it.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's fun.
Oh, God. That's just, why not, you know, take up juggling or something? You know, there's other records to beat.
I'm going to wreck my mouth and anus.
I mean, like, eating a whole bunch of really spicy things, I guess, seems like kind of an easy record to go for, but you're just going to be super miserable afterwards.
Yeah, it's like watching Man vs. Food, and he's like, I'm going to take on the spiciest sushi challenge. And then later on, they show him, and he's like, why do I do this show?
Just sweating, looking miserable.
Yeah, I'm of old Irish stock. Anything spicier than a potato makes me sweat. I just can't imagine doing any of this.
Boil all the flavor out of this.
Yes, please.
And as it comes to no surprise that eating affects our health quite a bit. Is our health.
I was going to say.
And most causes of death are
Causes of death are related to health.
Yes. Good job, Adam.
Remember, kids, food is an important part of your diet.
But an estimated 45% of all deaths are caused by a combination of heart disease. Heart disease, nut.
No more wingies. I have a heart disease.
Can we go down to Heart D's and get a Western? And that's a combination of heart disease, stroke, and type 2 diabetes. When they look at all of the stuff that caused those conditions, about 7% of those is from drinking too much soda. So I have a story here about a woman who was admitted to the hospital and she had very large lungs.
Large lungs?
So she
a
was,
lot of air.
She was overweight.
Yeah.
Like, she started having fainting fits. They take her to the hospital, like, what the heck is going on? She goes, I don't know. They're like, okay, what's your diet like? She goes, well, I haven't had any water in 16 years.
But that's probably not related.
So, instead of drinking water for 16 years, she enjoyed the world's favorite beverage, Coca-Cola.
Yeah.
Always Coca-Cola.
Of which she had at least 3 liters a day.
Jesus.
She did survive.
So wait, why were her lungs big?
Apparently it was a blood potassium level thing that caused her to swell up like that.
Huh.
She had a heart arrhythmia as well.
Yeah.
Within 1 week of her stopping drinking soda, everything was normal.
Really?
She lost 87 pounds.
I imagine.
Just sweating out this brown liquid that's also fizzing.
Is pee supposed to fizz? That woman eats Pop Rocks. So does anybody have any food stories or stories of extreme eating?
I feel bad these days looking back at my youth. Like, I was one of those people growing up that was pretty thin and I could just eat whatever I wanted. And I used to be really proud of that. I'm like, watch me eat this large pizza by myself. And then now that I'm older, I'm like, why did I think that was cool or ever a good idea?
Yeah.
But I, you know, recently I've tried to watch that more, but man, when I was a kid, I could literally just eat everything. Like, I was never full. There's only one time in my life I can remember being full before I was like 20 years old. And I had taken a trip to Disney World and we'd gone out to lunch and it was a pretty big lunch. And then like 4 hours later, we went to dinner and it was this Italian restaurant. And it was like, I don't even know. It was like a 6-course meal. And like, every course was, you know, usually it's like a little salad or some bread or something. But no, every one of these courses was basically a meal in itself. And it was all so good. I ate it all. And my dinner, I ordered the lasagna and it was like,
an 8-inch cube brick of lasagna. And I ate the whole thing and it was so good. And I just like, I was so full. And then like the waiter came out and he's like, "Well, time for dessert." And I was like, "Oh, I probably shouldn't, but everything's been so good." And I ordered a cheesecake and I was like, "Well, you know, it's probably going to be fine. You know, it can't be that bad." And he brought out like a wedge of cheesecake that I probably could have worn as a shoe. And I was just like, "Well, I've come this far." And I just tucked into it. And I did finish and I didn't throw up, but I don't think I ate again for like 48 hours. Like, I have never been like, I couldn't sleep that night. I was so full.
See, my wife has a similar story, except it didn't end very well.
Yeah.
We went to a Chinese food buffet and she ate and she just kept eating. I was like, wow. And this is like right when we started dating.
Yeah.
Like, wow, she can really put all of it away. And then her mom goes, "Do you want dessert?" And she kind of looked. She was like, yeah, and she got some soft serve ice cream and she started looking kind of pale. So I was like, "Okay, we'll go home." And I started taking her outside and I open up the door and she gets her head outside the door and goes, to which I was like, "Oh my God, let me go get something." And she let the door close. So the little broom on the bottom of the door was like, and just brushed it all over the sidewalk outside. I was like, "I'm very sorry, Mr. Man, but we have a problem outside." And it's the same with watermelon for me. One time I ate pretty much an entire watermelon when I was a kid, evacuated the whole thing, and now I cannot have watermelon.
Yeah.
Every person can only eat a certain amount of watermelon, and you just hit your limit.
Is that a biological
reach your
fact?
Lifetime cap.
I've been pacing myself so I can enjoy watermelon my whole life.
And I was going to say, our peep story doesn't sound as epic as 500 peeps or 400 or whatever it was.
No, but I do love that scene because it was like Easter. I don't remember how it came up, but like, I think everybody had like gotten peeps for Easter and no one wanted them. And so we decided we were going to have a contest and like everybody just brought in boxes and boxes of them. And there were like three people that were in it and they were going at it. And then like after, I don't know, 5 minutes or so, somebody else came by and they're like, "What's going on? Like, we're having a peep meeting." I was like, "Let me in there." And it's like, they're already like 15 peeps in. He's like, "I can make it." And he just started chowing down. And so like, there was one guy who tapped out after like five. He was just like, I don't know what I was thinking. And another guy who was just like a machine, just like methodically eating peeps. And there was the latecomer who was just going hard at it, trying to catch up. And then there was another guy who was a total pothead and he'd made it like through 8 or 10. And he was just in a staring contest with the peep, just holding it up about a foot away from his face as he stared at the peep and the peep stared unblinking back at him. And they just locked eyes for like a full 60 seconds. And he just went, "I can't do it." And he just put it down on the table and walked away.
There was some peep vomit.
Yeah. Yeah. I think our champion would have been all right. I think he made it through about 36 peeps and he was doing okay, but several people decided that would not stand. So they basically chased him around until he threw up.
Good times.
Oh, that theater. That place was wild.
Yeah, it was fun.
We've covered a lot of extreme eating, but not spicy food so much.
Yeah.
And Sean is very Irish. I've had his family's salsa. It is chopped up tomatoes.
It'll make you sweat too. Oh, man.
A dash of paprika in there.
Those tomato sweats.
Woo.
But I come from good Mexican stock, and we have a different approach to spicing our food in my family. And my grandfather, for a good long time, pretty much burned all his taste buds off.
Oh, no.
He could not taste anything that was spiced with less than habanero peppers.
Man.
You would take him out to a restaurant and he would, you know, try the salsa and he'd go, "Pa! Tomato sauce."
Throw it at and the pointer.
Pretty close.
Swill.
And like, that's just sort of how we were raised. Like we had, you know, cherry peppers. He would give them to us when we were little. And Tabasco, or usually not Tabasco, but hot sauce goes on everything. See? And I was always teased because I was more sensitive to spicy food than my older brothers who were older than me. But my family has internalized this for the rest of my life. So they're still surprised anytime they see me eating spicy food. It's like, "Kelly, you don't want to eat that." I'm like, "No, it's okay. We're going to be fine."
This is just salami, guys.
Yeah. And to me, Kelly is like, spiciness to her is like a sound. Like, she can just tell you if it's there or not, but that's about it. Like, it doesn't seem to bother her. So, like, she'll eat something and I'll be like, is that spicy? And, like, no reaction, no response on her face. She's like, yeah, it's pretty spicy. And then I'll try it and I'm like, ooh, ah, and just like, how are you just calmly eating this?
Oh, I suppose it's not an eating story, but I do have a spicy story. The first time I ever worked with jalapeno peppers as a cook, I had a cold and I grabbed a tissue before washing my hands and I put the tissue in my nose and then very quickly learned that that was the worst idea ever.
Cleared your sinuses right out.
I was going to say, and then your cold was gone.
I filled a ramekin full of milk and began like slowly inhaling it. It was not fun.
It was funny. Sean's got a pretty decent tolerance for spicy food these days, more than he thinks he does. But when we first started dating, like, I like Thai food and Indian food and Mexican food. And like any restaurant I took him to, he could not eat at.
Yeah.
We went out to Mexican once. I mean, no, we went out to Indian once.
Yeah, it's my first time. I've never been to Indian food before. And I was like, I'm up for new experiences. Let's give it a shot.
And we got the samosas. He got samosas. He got meat samosas. And I, at the time, didn't eat meat. I still mostly don't eat meat. So I couldn't help him eat them. And he could not eat them.
Aww. Yeah. There were three. And I made it through a quarter of one. And in that quarter of one, I think I drank 8 glasses of water. And I finally,
I've had samosas
just like,
before. I've never had ones that were super spicy.
Oh, God. It was I just couldn't do it. I just had to tell the waiter. I'm like, I'm sorry. I cannot eat this. It's too spicy.
I didn't like spicy anything until I was like 24.
Yeah.
And then I one day I randomly was like, that smells delicious. Oh, my God.
Thing is, I still don't like spicy food. It's just I've built up a tolerance because I've eaten a lot of different places. But like, that's not something I want. I'll handle it. But no, thank you.
I remember one time on the ship, we were out in the Pacific somewhere near like Central America. And we got this, I guess they got this box of like this habanero hot sauce for the mess decks at one point. We never had it before or after. I don't know where it came from. Like, maybe they just fished it out of the ocean. I don't know. But it was probably the spiciest thing I ever had on the ship. But like the flavor it had, like behind the spiciness, was delicious. So I would every meal I put that on almost everything I ate for a while. Just
what's
scrambled
that, a pancake?
Eggs and like, like tuna sandwiches, all sorts of stuff.
Ugh. Did you make it a real mess deck, Adam?
No,
with your spicy poops.
No, I didn't. Like, it didn't have that side effect. Like, it kind of seems like if you eat spicy food often enough that you kind of lose that side of things eventually. Yeah, but
I sure haven't.
Do you remember the habanero hot sauce I tried to make that was just pretty much pure habanero?
Yes.
There was nothing behind it. It was just, hi, have death.
Put habaneros in a blender, blend till pureed, serve.
No, that was pretty much it.
See, I've never had, like, side effects to spicy food other than my mouth burning.
Oh, really?
Until I got pregnant and got acid reflux. And now I can't eat spicy food because it burns out my esophagus, which isn't ideal. But yeah, I've never had to deal with burning poop or anything like that.
Oh,
so
there was the one time I had a craving for jalapeno poppers while I was on the ship, and they had fresh jalapenos for the salad bar and little things of cream cheese for the bagels. I'm like, okay, I can make this work. So I think I cut it in half, I put cream cheese in it, and I ate it. Thing is, like, a fried jalapeno is a lot different than a fresh jalapeno.
Yes.
Like, I remember going to the bathroom later that day and, like, I thought I was dying. I thought I was going to run down to the toilet and see it filled with blood.
No, I have literally bled. Like, that is not an uncommon side effect for me. And it doesn't take that much spicy. Like, it is bad. Like, it's bad coming in and it's worse going out. Like, ugh, it's the worst.
I'm learning that I need to be more considerate.
But enough of our dookie. So we're going to play What Are Your Morals Worth? And before you, there is a bowl of Carolina Reaper peppers.
I can see it now.
God.
Nope.
For each one you eat, I will give you $250,000.
Wow. $250,000 just for one?
Someone die of this, though?
No deaths. Not yet.
I am definitely eating one of those chilies.
Oh, God. Kelly, will you eat one so I don't have to?
Yeah, if Kelly eats two, then they get the same amount.
I don't know.
Like, I could definitely suffer through one of them, and I'd be set for a while, but like, I think I'd get greedy and
I'll do a double downgrade. $50,000, and it's ghost chilies.
Okay, ghost chilies. Man.
Is there milk nearby?
There's milk, there's water, there's Kool-Aid.
After you get paid, you can drink all the milk you want.
There's a bucket.
I've heard that if you eat bananas while eating peppers, that it negates the effects of coming out the other end. But the thing is, I don't like bananas either. But could I eat a banana and a pepper for $50,000?
Definitely.
I probably could.
Both bowls are here. You can do a combination.
Well, now that I know there was already the other contest that I missed out on, I'm going to have to eat enough to get $250,000.
No, both bowls are still here.
Oh, I can still eat the other ones.
Yes. I'll also give you 50 cents for each jalapeno.
Can I immediately be like put in under anesthesia so I don't have to suffer through all the spiciness?
Wait, so like there's a dentist right next to you with a...
Yeah, just give me the twilight sleep after this, please. Yeah.
Just suspend a hammer over your head and have a rope next to you and cut. Hump tink!
Now remember, like the guy ate 16 of those and was like, I'm not going to make it.
Yeah, like... Yeah. Obviously, I'm only going to be able to do a fraction, like even at my best.
I feel like I could do two ghosts for $100,000.
I will try to do one ghost. even thinking about this hypothetical situation makes my butthole pucker. But.
I think I'd be fine doing like one Reaper.
Oh, you're going for the Reaper?
Like they're both going to be miserable, but I think one is going to be better than like multiple of the other.
I suppose it's an interesting question. I should have looked up. At what point does it stop feeling different?
Yeah, I was going to say you're probably not going to notice an appreciable difference between those two.
It's already going to be the spiciest thing I've ever eaten.
Yeah. So we got one Reaper for Adam.
Yeah, and I'll have the bragging rights afterwards.
No, I will try a ghost chili, because I too do not want the puckered butthole of doom.
What if the Reaper chilies are just really delicious? Like, nobody tells you that part.
I don't think anyone's ever been conscious long enough to find out.
Because they're so delicious.
The problem being, Adam, that I think once it hits your mouth, whatever flavor was there gets burned away.
Well, in that case, I can just eat as many as I want.
Well, I don't think that's how that works.
I'll go for two Reapers.
Man.
Can I eat them at the same time, or do I have to eat them one after another?
You can take whatever food contest strategy you'd like. Dunk them in water and then stick them in your mouth. I don't know how that works.
That's a good idea. Like, they're so small, I feel like I could just put both of them in my mouth at the same time.
Can I ingest them rectally?
Get it all over me.
I think that's probably the worst idea.
Well, then I'd only suffer once.
I think you'd be asking for lasting damage.
There's probably something in your stomach that at least coats this stuff to come out. See? Yeah, I think one ghost chili for me. I don't do well with super spicy food. Adam's seen sometimes I don't do well with regular spicy food. I'm just like, why is it so hot? And then my wife and him will take a bite like, this isn't hot at all. Like, you don't understand.
Am I dying?
So like, Andy, that's mashed potatoes.
Yep.
Oh, God.
Why did you pepper them?
Did somebody put garlic in this? All righty. So if we have no more one-upsmanship here, I think that is our show for the day. So thank you for listening to Acid Pop. See you next time.
Thanks to my co-hosts, and thank you so much for tuning in today. If you would like more information about today's episode, check out our website at acidpoppodcast.podbean.com. You can also find us on Twitter at acidpoppodcast and contact us at acidpoppodcast@gmail.com. Be sure to like, subscribe, and give us all the stars you can. Stay safe out there, and we'll see you next week.
We can always try hooking it up to my laptop if necessary.
Whoop.
Whoop.
There it is.
Show's over.
Cut. Print it.